Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle?
Yes.
Go get your pillow because you were right. I love this show.
Yes, I knew it! Where's my you were right pillow? This is below motherfucking deck!
It's
Mediterranean,
new,
below deck med.
New,
like club med.
New show alert, as you like to say, Poodle.
New show alert!
Boop, boop, new show alert, new show alert.
Why did I sound like the parrot from the Flintstones?
I was going to say, why are you the garbage disposal bird? Those poor animals.
Those poor animals
were slaves.
Okay, that was a cartoon. We need to move on. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze.
If you're joining us, we're just talking over each other, just like normal.
Sorry, we're excited. That's why we're excited.
If you're just joining us, if you don't know us from 90 Day Fiancé and
other shit shows,
other pieces of stinking garbage reality shows that we've done, Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind, what else? Labor of Love, possibly.
Extreme Sisters,
which I hate.
But now he loves
Mifsa. Married at First Sight.
So we do a, like a bicurious episode.
Southern Charm.
Every now and
we've
again.
Done. Yep. We've done Bravo Southern Charm.
We've done a bicurious episode, or was it a bicurious? No, we were on Kate Casey. Was it? When did we talk about Below Deck? We talked about an episode, and I don't remember when.
I don't know if it was Met or not. I think it was Met.
It was. It was Captain Sandy.
Yeah, Captain Sandy. Remember. With her tight face.
I think she got a little bit of pumping up for this season.
It's a little plumped up, but in general, it's just her face is like, it's like a sail, a very taut sail.
It's very taut sail. So y'all been talking to this a lot, and we've been jumping. So we decided to jump in. Now, full disclosure, Poodle's watched all of it.
I've watched every episode of Below Deck Med.
It's his probably favorite Bravo. It's your favorite Bravo show, right?
Yes, definitely. I haven't watched every season of Captain Lee, regular Below Deck.
Okay.
I have not watched Sailing Yacht. I tried two episodes in the first season. I know everyone says season two is much better. I could not do it. I don't know why.
Well, he's been trying to convince me. We've watched one episode, and I was like, oh, I like this. Because I thought Below Deck, if you haven't watched it, y'all, I thought Below Deck was just like a Housewives show. And I don't love Housewives. And we don't want to cover Housewives.
So
again, shout out to Watch What Crappens, because they do it better than anyone. And
you just take every suggestion I have and don't really listen to what I say.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Exactly.
And so, but with Below Deck Med, I'm such a nerd. I love seeing the life of the ship, of like what they have to.
That's part of it. Yeah.
It's a very different experience, and it's people trying with a goal, trying to achieve something, and some people are into this goal and some people are not. And so I love the format of the show. I'm super excited. So if there's things that I say, Poodle might correct me, shocker.
Or like, rebuff you horribly.
Which is every episode of any podcast we do anyway, because he's watched more of this.
90% of what you say is incorrect.
You know what? So if you're a new audience member that is new to Below Deck, I'm right here with you, and I won't judge you.
I need to say the show besides being an amazing kind of, you get to see destinations all over the world, you get to see the inner workings of how a ship works. Every time, you guys, I get excited when they leave dock. I get excited every time.
Yes, I agree.
I get excited when the meals come out. And I also get excited to see exactly what pieces of actual garbage, which rich entitled pieces
rich
of garbage
that come on
are going
ships.
To rent, are going to do a charter. Because the charter guests are the cherries on top of the show, y'all. And we've all known the terrible ones. My favorite, when Captain Lee, when a woman jumped overboard and she was drunk, and Captain Lee says, "I'm taking you back." Oh, it was so amazing.
I realized? I think why I love this, because I loved the movie Overboard. I watched it over and over and over. And I think
overboarded yourself.
I did. And I think something about Below Deck reminds me of like Goldie Hawn wearing a really cute bikini with a mole on her ass, and a hunky carpenter who comes in to fix my shoe cabinet, and then he opens my closet door, and
I think
suddenly
he's
I don't know where
porn.
I am anymore. Okay, let's move on.
One thing I want to say: do we introduce ourselves? I'm Poodle, aka Jake, and you're what's your name again?
I'm Matt Marr, aka Maddie. We're the Reality Gays, so it's the first one that we used to be called 90 Day Gays, and they tried to sue us.
So they tried to sue us, so we came back stronger than ever.
We did come back stronger, like Britney. Hashtag free Britney. So,
hashtag free Britney.
We do want to mention that we've got for a couple of things. First of all, in our Facebook group, our private Facebook group called the Sissy Squad, we have a charity.
Sure, y'all, we have fun in there.
We do, actually. And the charity this month is the Ali Forney Center. It's an LGBTQ+ charity for youth. Primarily, it's based in New York, but it helps with youth in the foster care system. And
experiencing homelessness.
It's a really wonderful charity. And we've raised a couple of $1,000s, but we'd like to raise a little bit more. So.
Yeah.
Jump, or if you're not in the Facebook group, just send them money. We just
send
want to bring
them
awareness.
Money.
We don't care. It's not about us.
Send $20 if you got it to charities. We all need them.
We all need them. What other announcements, Poodle? Because I don't remember.
There is no, just to talk about the 90 Day Fiancé, there is no 90 Day Fiancé on Sunday, happily ever after, because of 4th of July. The 2-1 week, possibly another week, where they don't have content. So you think, oh, the boys get a night off. Oh, how sweet. No, we refuse. We're going to cover something. We got a slot and we're going to fill it. That's what I tell every beau. Fill my slot.
Wow.
Sorry, if you're new to us,
we're
the shows
positive
are gross.
Here. We're sex positive.
I wanted to say I was going to try to give them to let them come easily into our world. No, we just raw dogged you.
You just strapped up their balls in a sling.
Oh,
and just,
dog, the American dog way.
Sorry, y'all. So we decided we're going to be covering a show that we just honestly, we're just super interested in it to watch. And we think it's going to be a lot of fun. And we thought, what a good slot filler.
What a good slot filler.
That's what we're calling these slot fillers.
We hadn't talked about the branding, but sure. I love when you brand things on air. We're going to do the show So Freaking Cheap on TLC. It airs Monday nights, I believe, after Smothered. And we're going to be doing episode one. In place of a 90 Day Fiancé this week. Look for that, and you'll look for our next episode of Below Deck Med next week, too.
Yep, that'll
we'll
be
have a theme song airman. Sometime in August.
In August? No, sooner than that. I'm coming back next week.
Yeah, that's why I need
put
to
it on the to-do.
Need to get everything done, because it'll just be like a three-year-old child. Let's get into the episode. This was called A Yacht in Need.
A yacht, boy, that's a true.
Did they misspell it? Because I thought kneading dough was
K-N-E-A-D.
Mm-hmm. Did they misspell this? What is need? K-N, is that some nautical term?
Maybe.
I think they misspelled it in the fucking description.
Maybe Bravo's not as good as naming. Lalu's the best. Love After Lockup. They have great names.
The only one they say is need, like, oh, because his knee. People are screaming. Knee. People are screaming at their radios right now.
It's like, interesting.
How are these stupid motherfuckers? Stupid not motherfuckers getting about his knee.
Y'all. So it's interesting because the one episode that I watched of Below Deck, I believe was last season that we did with Kate Casey.
Yeah.
And it was the episode when the chef quit.
Oh, yes.
I've already get that. There's a history of Below Deck and chefs
quitting.
I mean, it's a hard job, but let's jump in. Poodle.
They're always the biggest divas. And because honestly, they have to,
one of the hardest jobs.
You know, we've had a real rogues gallery. We've had disgusting Ben, Adam, who went to who was a douche bro who went to Sailing Yacht. We've had Kiko from last season, who Malia got rid of because she didn't like him because Malia wanted her fucking husband in there. Yo, I'm not a Malia fan.
Kiko was cute, and they got rid of him.
Kiko.
That was the episode I saw where he left.
So, but she did make shit food though. True. He wasn't good. So Malia brought her husband in, boyfriend. Spoiler alert, they're no longer together.
Well, she brings that up. So, but.
And Tom was if you watch the rest of the episode, Tom was hot, but who was a fucking monster. He was horrible.
I'll tell you why she was with Tom. I'll give you one reason.
I know.
Big dick. He got a big dick. Yeah. She wanted ride that dick to dick town.
Although, Captain Sandy said in some cameo, which is so unprofessional. I'll be talking about Captain Sandy later. I'll be doling out opinions.
She seems nice. I don't know her yet.
You're incorrect.
I'm kidding. I know. Her reputation precedes her.
Oh God, she's my least favorite captain of all of them. Anyway, she there's where did you get me into this? What are we
I don't
talking
know.
About?
You were Malia. Talking about someone's dick and Captain Sammy. Oh, Sandy talked Sammy. About his dick.
Maybe I'm wrong. I forget. So basically, y'all, last season when Hannah was fired last season, and Hannah, we miss you, Hannah. I think she's had a baby now.
She just did a podcast with Ronnie from Crappens.
Oh, cool!
She has her own podcast, I believe. Yeah,
I love her. I always love her.
Not familiar.
I don't know if I'll never love her as much as Kate Chastain, but it's pretty close because those are usually the people go, Kate, are you a Kate or a Hannah person?
I'm not. I'll learn on our Patreon when we do the back episode.
No,
I'll discover with them.
Malia did it all because she wanted Bugsy to be their chief stew.
She did.
Sorry. Oh, God. The scariness, even though Malia's got a lot of, I'll shut up, but I have a lot of
your anger, let it go.
A lot of conspiracy theories
about
Malia.
We're here in the now.
We're here in the now. It's fine.
We're here in the present.
So let's talk about, I like this new cast a lot. I don't see a lot of potential problems.
Oh.
I've been mad before.
You've been mad before?
I've been wrong before.
You've been wrong. And you're mad all the time.
Don't be wrong anymore, foolish heart. Y'all, we sing on this show.
We do. You
More
cracked
like
a little bit. Are you tired?
Sing. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. I'm a little tired.
I'm gonna pay for that, y'all. I'm going to pay
foolish
for
it.
Okay. But this is what happens when we're excited, y'all. We're just excited not to talk
about
Mike.
I'm excited to talk about the show.
Not to talk about Mike and Natalie from 90 Day Fiancé.
Let's get in. Y'all, we got a new chief stew. We got a new chief stew. And I'm excited about her.
Katie.
It's Katie, y'all. She's from New Zealand.
New Zealand. That's what a Kiwi means.
Did you Google that?
No, I knew that. I knew that.
She's a hugger. She's a hugger. She's even going to hug Captain Sandy. And if she hugs her, he goes, coo, 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 like a bag of pots.
Just bristles. It's like hugging a porcupine. So Katie said she's done this a lot, and she's like, I don't like drama. I just want to keep good vibes on the board, on the boat.
Y'all, and anyone who says good vibes only has a bitch just waiting to come out.
Waiting to come out. And so that's where we get a little bit where Sandy said last season was the worst for her. And she
said, it was a really dramatic. Y'all, Below Deck Med season 5 was the craziest motherfucking season. It was bonkers.
I want to watch it now. I'm telling you, you've totally got me into this show.
Yeah.
So who knew? Y'all, this year, if you want to know a little bit about me, I suddenly discovered this year that I like Below Deck and The Bachelorette. I was like, where have these shows been? I never knew them.
The Bachelorette's only been around, and Bachelor's only been around for 20 seasons.
Well, so yeah, the year I was born.
Yeah, right.
Plus 20.
Yeah, so plus 29.
The way the show works is they're all kind of coming on board meeting. So Katie,
it's like Titanic, but without poor people.
Yeah, and you can tell though, Malia comes on board, and when Malia meets Sandy, it's kind of like when Poodle and I have been podcasting for like 6 days in a row, and then I show up on the 7th day, and Poodle's kind of like, "Oh hi,
this is weird.
Hi again, I'm seeing you again.
Hi." Didn't
you feel that with them? It felt like they were just kind of like.
Well, no, the weirdest thing is though, Malia is such a suck up to her. And she's such a sycophant, and what you'll see it the whole time through. And I'll be sharing more of my Malia conspiracies throughout the show. I feel like she has been working her machinations throughout the seasons that she's been there. This goes back to the grassy knoll, y'all. So Malia's the bosun, Katie is the chief stew. Those are the big parts. And the third big hole.
Is the chef.
Is the chef, y'all. And we have a new chef whose name is Matthew with one T.
Thank you. Thank you. Because as soon as I saw that he one T, I typed in my notes, you can't trust this person. Because I'm telling you, as a Matthew with two T's, if you know a Matt with one T, he's going to fuck you over.
I'm only referring to him as
Matthew. So he's been the chef for a long time. He's like,
makes the vowel long.
And that's like, this is going to go great. Now,
he's
just
done
so you know,
corporate stuff, though. That's the thing.
Yes.
He's been a private chef for people like Hugh Jackman. And like the guy who owned the Dolphins,
y'all. That's like
harassed women.
Okay, that would be like being a professional, being like a sex worker, and you're used to fucking your clients in the Beverly Hilton, and then suddenly you've got to be like one of the tricks Poodle and I've hooked up with in an alley off and of
it's just
Holloway Boulevard in Santa Monica.
Harder. It's just a different game altogether.
It's a different game. It's much quicker. You've got to compromise, and you got to use a lot of spit.
Streamlined. Very streamlined.
So I'm just saying, Matthew is not. Now, the bosun, just real quick, for people that maybe haven't watched, basically, Katie is chief steward, so she's in charge of kind of
the insides.
Inside.
And guest relations.
Guest relations. And, she's the one that serves them. If they want to drink, they tell cleaning. Like, and whereas the bosun is like the actual
deckhand
crew,
in charge of the deckhands, in charge of the anchor, outdoor stuff.
Aye, aye, mateys, plunder their booty, ships ahoy. That's what a bosun does.
They would be offended by your description of, let's not bosun Smee from Captain
They
Hook.
Can kiss my bloody ass, because if you think we're going to do a sailing show and I'm not going to do a pirate accent, then you can suck me cock.
This is really basic.
I'm sorry. You think I'm not going to do it?
It's unfortunate. Hopefully that'll wear off. But I want to say that he also says, I just really want people to like me.
Ooh.
Y'all, that was when I went, not going to go good.
Not going to go good.
Y'all, if you're a people pleaser and you're a chef, where you have to do your own thing. Also, if you're a people pleaser and you're going to be working with Captain Sandy, who's going to micromanage everything you do.
Yep.
She's going to drive you nuts.
Yep. And everybody knows that a good chef is an asshole.
I know.
When have we...
Ben is a complete, absolute jerk, but he was good enough chef.
I'm not talking about cooks. Ina Garten is a cook.
Yeah.
She'll say she's not a chef.
Yeah.
But Gordon Ramsay is an asshole, and he's a good chef.
He's a legendary asshole.
Legendary.
So after the after I heard
what's
that,
the name?
I was
the
like,
woman that you love with the blonde hair. The chef.
You need to be more specific.
With the spiky blonde hair, the lesbian.
Anne Burrell.
Anne Burrell, nice person, probably an asshole chef. They got to get the job done. Yeah.
John De Laurentiis, supposedly an asshole as well.
Yeah.
I can
see
it.
That's true. I love it.
So anyway, we're starting to meet people, but y'all, Matthew is not long for this world.
I already knew it. Yep.
He's bringing in provisions. We're talking about this a little bit more lately. Literally like forklifts. And they're usually, you know, if you've seen the show before.
I've seen it. They deliver. And it was like.
It's like they did it in a like couple four of boxes of stuff. And this yacht does kind of look like a fake Disneyland yacht.
Mm-hmm.
That everything looks a little nice. And it is. And it is very, there's all those stairs. So you know they're having a problem with that. And let's talk about some of the people we're meeting, you guys, our cast.
We meet David, the deckhand.
David, the deckhand, who's cute and British. And then we have Lloyd, who everyone's saying, he's saying looks like Nicolas Cage. But later on, Malia says, with that hat on, you look Mario. Mario is pretty close. He's just got a mustache.
Yeah, and it looks like, I don't think he dyes his mustache, but maybe he's just so young, it's just so black.
It's very
black.
And
his hair is so black, and his eyebrows are so black, it's just so much.
He's Italian as fuck. Bring it on. He used to drive a coach, which is a bus.
Oh, yeah, he did. He talks about that. So he's used to dealing with people that weren't high maintenance, or not dealing with people high maintenance. Because, y'all, people that ride a bus, we're not high maintenance.
I will say, unless David can flip around, and they also have Mazie, who is a deckhand, who's never done anything before but comes from a yachting family, who's just adorable.
He goes by Z, so we'll probably call him Z.
And
there's Lexi.
Before going. So y'all, this is like the most mellow deck crew we've had in a long time.
Usually
I'm saying that and it may
backfire
bite me
on
the ass.
But it usually, just from what I know below deck and watching it, the deck crew for me on below deck often is usually kind of like hot. Not the nerdy ones, but like hot theater tech guys that are just there to bang theater girls, but aren't really great at tech.
Yeah, some of them are good, but there's no Zhao this season. There's no misogynistic, gross South African.
No, they just want to like smoke cigarettes and fuck.
Yeah.
And we don't get this vibe. Like, Z actually has a notebook of trying to write down things and learn.
He's very adorable. Very new. And so it is interesting to see. I wonder, the only one who I could think would be like love interest hookup-y might be David. But who knows? Maybe people will prove me wrong.
Maybe.
But there's a, don't worry y'all. There's plenty of drama when it comes to the stews.
David is cute though. I'm surprised you haven't Googled him.
Okay. No, he's cute in a very British way.
Gay. I can't tell. He's like a little twink.
With Brits, you never know.
You never know.
So we've got, Lexi in a stew. She's from Bahamas. She was also Miss Bahamas. She's like, but I will never say that because they will treat me. All the chief stews will treat me like shit.
Yeah. And just so you know, Katie's chief steward, and then Lexi is in, this is finds out later, but just to, Lexi's the second steward.
Because she has more experience than
Courtney.
That's not her real voice.
No, she's more Courtney.
Courtney, y'all, we all love this stew doormat. She's the one who's like, she's fine with doing laundry. She's fine with staying down there. She's nice. She tries to make everyone like her. She wants to see the world, y'all. She's been a nanny.
But she also gets bored. She's going to hook up with someone. Lexi.
She will. She'll definitely hook up with someone.
Lexi, on the other hand, she says she's a hard worker, but she still says things like, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty and you're not. And she's like, I'd rather be served champagne than serve it.
Lexi's going to be a problem.
She's going to be a problem. So that when you said, I don't see a lot of problems, I'm like,
no, that's what I'm talking about by stews, though.
But Lexi's going to cause some shit.
Lexi says, I have a love-hate relationship with Chief Stews. She's like, because then as soon as they get the job, their laziness just oozes out. You know, she's not wrong. We've had some Chief Stews in the past. No names here to drop. Anyway, but... So I think that's it for our cast. And they always show the engineers at the end. And they're always motherfucking hot. And then we never see them again.
Alex Martin, and I can't believe his name. I've never said this about somebody being attractive. The second engineer's name was Jake, and he could get it.
All the engineers are always gorgeous. Ooh.
Don't
and
you just imagine that they're down in a room? They're down in that room with that motor, and it's steamy in there. So they're taking their shirt off, and they're like, they're pulling on a yank because the big waves are coming, and they don't
think
want
it's coal powered. Like,
yes,
the Titanic.
Yes, and they don't want the boat to go down the ship, and they're like, matey, here, grab my stick, and we're pulling this stick, and the steam shoots in his face, and he goes off, and we fall to the ground, and then he looks in my eyes, and I say, paint me, Jake. Paint me like one of your ladies, Jake.
Like one of your French girls.
Like one of your French girls. Never mind. Just stick it in.
The cock of dreams.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is not a coal-producing vessel.
Whatever. It's a big ship. You don't know. It's a big ship. You don't know.
Y'all, let's get to who our charter guests are. Oh, boy, they picked an entitled four to start off.
They did pick...
this woman named Therese and her husband Lee, Clint and Carrie, they're all... Co-primaries means that everyone thinks they're important. And
Therese...
it's going to be rough.
...is insufferable.
We've only seen a little to what she can do, trust me.
Well, her lips come in the room about 5 seconds before the rest of her body does.
She does resemble the girl gremlin from Gremlins.
She does, yes. Or Daisy Duck on a bad day. You know, I shouldn't say that about Daisy Duck.
Don't you come for Daisy Duck. I love Daisy Duck that way.
She was just trying to deal in a relationship with an angry boyfriend.
Donald had a lot of rage problems.
She had a lot of anger.
She got out of that.
Daisy should leave him.
I think they were branded together, so it's a little hard to leave someone you're branded with.
Fine.
It's like Minnie leaving Mickey. Because she found out he was gay.
Yeah, that's happened. Y'all, you can't tell me.
I think the Disney person is like waiting to like shoot me with a...
I'm just saying, Goofy got drunk one night. Mickey went over his house to tell him not to quit his job. And Mickey realized Goofy has a huge dick. And he got pummeled.
Huh? Gosh, Mickey, I didn't know
your... What are you doing?
I didn't know your ass was hairless. Oh, gosh.
We just ruined Mickey and Goofy. We've ruined Goofy before.
Oh, boy, you're uncut.
You know what? We've got to stop.
Oh, let's see Red Rocket.
Boy. So, y'all...
Wait, I'm thinking Pluto. Goofy is Goofy a dog?
We don't know what Goofy is.
But isn't it weird that Mickey Mouse has a dog named Pluto?
Yes.
But the dog Goofy is Mickey's friend.
Yes.
People have talked about this before, right?
Yeah, we don't really know if...
No one gives a shit about this.
I guess Goofy's supposed to be a dog.
Are you looking it up?
Yes.
It's
Goofy is a Scottish cow.
What?
He is a breed. Goofy is supposed to be a breed of a Scottish cow.
Goofy's not a cow.
That's what it says.
Okay.
I mean, he but looks so nothing like a Scottish
mice
cow.
Mice are friends with cows, but dogs are their dogs.
We've gone off on an area, and I know nothing. We even I know. Let's fucking get back now. Okay. So, Malia. So there's a little bit before we get into the guests, y'all. They have the big meeting.
I just want to say, you know, this charter is going to be absolutely ridiculous by what the guests want. Yes, they all want parties. They all want dance parties. They all want black and white dumbass shit. But this, they want an intimate wedding, full stop, but they also want bachelor and bachelorette parties.
And before that, they want a neon party.
That's, you know, that's the traditional pre-wedding party. You have your neon party.
We would be wonderful on a yacht because we are so Southern. I wouldn't want to, I get really uncomfortable with being waited on too much.
I'd like, can I take my plate down to the kitchen, please?
Yeah,
I want you to have to do it.
Just sit and have a drink with us. Remember when, speaking of Disney, when someone, Poodle and I were on a trip and we got treated to like a Disneyland private tour?
Yes.
And I said to the tour guy, this wasn't that long ago. It was like 5 years ago. And I said, well, what are you doing for lunch? Do you want to have lunch with us? And Poodle looked at me and said, she wants to take her break because she's working right now. And I went, oh,
right.
Okay.
I just need to have boundaries.
Yeah. Just make sure you had lunch. She had to walk all day in Victorian heels.
I was quicker. You're doing better at boundaries, but personal boundaries. I was pretty quick at adjusting to boundaries. I did get out of Oklahoma, or you got out of Oklahoma and Texas a little later than I did.
It's true. You also fucked your way through Europe, and I couldn't afford it. So there you go.
It's true. Well, I afforded it quite well. Oh,
you did.
Nothing like making a little money on the. Sorry, I was not Jesus. A sex worker. Just let that. You can't be a sex worker if you give it away for free.
That's your problem. That's been your whole problem all along.
I know.
So, yes. So that's who's coming on the boat. But before that, the provisions, this is kind of still the day before. They're all cleaning the boat. They're getting everything ready. The provisions come, y'all. It's a truckload. Captain Sandy even says.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's even like, this might be a red flag.
Yeah, it is.
It is a red fucking flag. And so, and Matthew, I don't know.
Matthew.
Yes, Matthew is like, oh, now I ordered a lot. I'm stressed. I just wanted to make it so huge. And they're having to carry all this shit like up and down the stairs like four times. It's bullshit.
It seems like a very upstairs downstairs yacht. There's a lot of going up and down because the walk-ins are downstairs from the kitchen,
which is an unfortunate way
it
to
is.
Plan
and
a
that
yacht.
Means the chef has to be very smart about the way he cooks.
Two flights of stairs, and there's not so
this was just a bad match between chef and boat.
Which it brings up the point, y'all. The thing that I like about this is because this is really hard work.
It's very hard work. I've never done it, but I can only imagine.
How much could someone pay you to do this? For like yacht.
In my 20s, I would have done just about anything.
Oh, in my 20s, I would have done it.
Now? Oh my God. You'd have to have a lot of money.
I think you would have to pay me at least.
How much a week?
At least $10,000 a week.
They don't make that much, but they do do well.
Good. But this is really fucking hard work.
It is. It is.
And the fact that they all are having to go up three flights of stairs on a boat, a tiny staircase. Do y'all know how many times Poodle and I would fall down these stairs? A lot. So they have the separate meetings so I want to talk real quickly about Malia has a meeting with all the decks and then deckhands, and then Katie has her meeting with the two stewards. And so something that
steward is a man.
So I'm
that's
sure
why
that
we've stopped saying stewardess in the air, but they still say stewardess.
Okay.
On the seas, on the wide seas.
Well, I thought it was interesting how Malia said, you know, because usually like Katie, she's the chief steward. And so
she's looking at their CVs to see who's had more experience.
So Katie chooses Lexi to be the second. Well, but Malia, she's not choosing a lead deckhand.
It's
she's
a
not
power
doing it.
Play move.
She's like, I'm not going to choose anyone. What is that? Well, is she eventually going to choose one?
Yeah, but it's generally on their CVs, how much experience they have. This is just another Malia move. This is all about having complete power and having them work for her approval. I liked her a lot her first season. I liked her less her second season. I was kind of out and back with her last season because I think she's a good worker. I think she's a good bosun. But, man, she makes her deckhands literally compete to the death for her approval.
That's not good.
It's not. Yeah. I'm not a Malia fan. Bring back Hannah! Although she's not.
She's not coming. So, now... That's when they all kind of have lunch, and Katie asks everybody, is everyone single? And they all kind of nod their head yes. So,
they're going to be some fucking. It's going to be some probably Courtney and Dave.
I agree with my
two right now.
Unless Lloyd has a huge dick and nobody knows about it.
That's true, but he's just such a doof.
Like,
he's cute, but you know.
He's cute, but yeah. So. That's when Malia talks a little bit about her ex, and we've already talked about that. And
he was a fucking nightmare. I'm so glad, but I was talking about this, but Captain Sandy did a cameo where she basically suggested that Malia is probably a lesbian, which is completely inappropriate.
That's not appropriate.
Yeah,
that's for us to do.
There's a vibe. There is a vibe.
I haven't watched her enough, but you know.
But why would you?
But actually, we actually don't do that a lot. We never talk about someone being gay unless it's Rodney from Marrying Millions.
Millions. I am super excited to see single Malia because y'all, when Malia's single, she's like me, circa 2006.
Oh my God,
that was a year.
Thank God for antibiotics, or a lot of people would be dead from gonorrhea.
So I'm excited to see single Malia again.
All right.
I'm excited to see it.
So I just want to, we're going to kind of tease this, and then we'll take a break in a second. But Matt, y'all, they go to bed. Matt can't sleep. He's tossing and turning. He's up the whole night. And then that's when we find out he's up at like 3 o'clock. Playing stuff because he's totally not prepared. He's going up and down the steps. Y'all,
4 hours before the charter.
He fucks up his knee. And
now, yeah, I agree this can happen. Why couldn't you, and this people were screaming at me, I'm sure, but couldn't you have someone like Courtney bring you things or someone else and he could just like sit there on a stool? I think this is like textbook self-sabotage, y'all.
Yeah, it's textbook self-sabotage.
It makes me want to shake him.
Oh, it's horrible. And we're going to tease you with this, y'all. The next day, everybody's getting up and getting around, and he calls Captain Sandy, and he says, I don't think I can do this.
And Captain Sandy is just staring at him going, okay.
Okay. And she says, well, can you say that again? And then he repeats it. So we're going to tease
we're
going to go to what does Captain Sandy say? What does Matt do?
We're little filthy cock teases.
Does David hook up with another man? Do David and Jake, David go to the steam room to help Jake pull that lever and they end up giving each other a circle jerk? We don't know.
Does Therese cause a storm using her witch powers?
Yes. Does she poke her lip? Yes, in her witch powers. She's a witch. Y'all, we're going to be right back after this commercial.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify.
With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back.
We're back. So, and Captain Sandy is gobsmacked.
She pissed, yo. She's about to dislocate her jaw and swallow him whole.
yes.
She's gonna become Lesosaur.
Yeah,
the lesbian dinosaur.
Oh yes, yes.
Rawr. Ow, play me some Monty DeFranco.
Oh yes. While they eat you, guitar music plays, and so. Sandy's like, wait, you don't think you can do this even with our help? And Matt's like, I don't think so. I'm freaking out. Y'all, this isn't about his knee. It's like Poodle said. He said, I don't know what I can do.
Self-sabotage.
I can't do this. I can't do this. And she's like, you need to tell me what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. This is, I will say, there are some things Captain Sandy is very good at. And it is trying to be listening, but at the same time, getting right to the heart of the matter.
Yes.
And he says he's trying to quit the first day. And she's like, she's making him say it, which I kind of appreciate.
Oh, I totally appreciated that. And she says, well, I want to get an X-ray.
I want to get an MRI.
And so, because y'all, he doesn't want to quit in person. But
that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
But he does. And so he decides, so he's going to do that, but what he's going to do, he's going to cook breakfast or cook lunch. He'll have lunch for them, and then he'll go get an MRI, and then he'll come back to serve dinner. That's what they're thinking.
And so Courtney is going to be his sous chef, because evidently Courtney, who's done 1,000 things, but none of them very well, is going to help him.
And Sandy says, this isn't like when the episode I saw – when Malia got her boyfriend as a chef.
You can't just call a chef because it's COVID. It's quarantine.
They have to quarantine for like 7 days. So y'all, they fucked. They're fucked.
Y'all, I needed fucking CBD through this episode. My heart was racing during this episode.
It was very tense. So
I needed some of Hannah's CBD pen that she got fired for using.
Yes,
that's
you did.
What happened. Yeah, I think she had a Xanax and a CBD pin. Y'all, if you haven't watched that episode when Hannah gets fired, it is unbelievable television.
So Matt's leaving to go get an MRI. Y'all, he's not coming back. Meanwhile,
everyone who's ever watched this show knows we're never going to see Matt again.
No. Meanwhile,
Mayhew, we hardly knew ye.
Bon voyage, bitch.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
bye, bitch.
Therese and the guests show up.
Ugh.
They're from Texas, y'all. From Texas. Look at that Texas size hot tub.
God, everything's Texas. Oh, they're awful.
You know,
awful. Even by all charter guest standards. But I will say the charter guests for Below Deck Med are some of the worst that we've ever had. But yeah,
they get pretty horrible people quite often. But they also, it's like, y'all, I mean, Poodle and I met in Texas, and a lot of Texas people are really nice. But then there's people from Texas that just always talk about being from fucking Texas.
They can never, that's their identities. They can't get over it.
These are those people. So,
but they're also bougie as fuck, which is the worst kind. I liked it when the deckhands were dressing and Malia comes out. She's like, blah, blah. And like, how does she get dressed so quick? Y'all, because she's got a fucking sports bra on and it's like, boom, 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 boom. I will say Malia is a very effective bosun. But just watch out, y'all. You'll see she'll pit people against one another. It's interesting. I need to say, so Captain Sandy basically tells the charter guests about the chef. And they're like, and Therese's like, what?
Wait, hold
There's
on.
No chef.
Before she says, our chef injured himself and he has to get an MRI. And then Therese says, yes, wait.
What are we going to do? There's no chef. And she's like, you're going to have to tip us. Again, and everyone kind of laughs.
I'm so funny.
But bitch is already asking for a refund, y'all.
Y'all,
that's what this is. This fucking bitch is asking for a refund.
She is. And she even, who goes on a boat and gives them their suitcase and says, can I get my clothes hung and steamed?
Oh, well, I will say that is a thing sometimes they do, but it's a bitch move. And so later on, so they're having salads. This is good. They're lentil salads. The chef knows what he's doing. So he's doing this. And of course, they're all ordering espresso martinis for all. And I could only think of someone looking down from heaven going, but my drink of choice, chocolate martinis. I do love a chocolate martini, especially when it's on a boat. And I enjoy a lot of sunlit deck experiences.
Yes.
If there are prostitutes there, that is all well and good. But I will say a chocolate martini, espresso martini, is my drink of choice. I would like to promptly in my hand. Thank you.
This is for Smothered.
My bag is gone. Where's my bag?
Well, I just, you
my
know.
My bag is gone.
Just wanted to wash your clothes. I was just going to wash them.
Where's my bag?
And then she's like,
where's
what?
My bag?
What? You washed my clothes? You washed my clothes? They were supposed to be steamed. They were already clean. No, I just get that like Febreze travel wrinkle release and spray my clothes. Does that make me a basic bitch?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Just as long as we're clear.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that Therese doesn't know what wrinkle release is.
No. And more importantly, y'all, they're cute David, the deckhand. He's on kitchen duty, and he and Captain Sandy comes in there too. And y'all, Matt's not showing up for dinner, and they've got to make lobsters.
They're doing surf and turf. And my favorite thing is,
because Sandy says he's not going to come back.
Yeah, she knows. My favorite thing is these y'all, this is all hands, literally all hands on deck.
Oh, that's clever.
And they have to make dinner. And they're like, surf and turf, easy. The concept that I would say that surf and turf is easy is so wrong, because in a kitchen way, in a restaurant way, with the freshest ingredients, you have to know exactly how to prepare them so they don't go bad. So I would say that surf and turf is one of the hardest things to do. One of the easiest things to do, maybe they didn't have it, was like chicken. You can fuck up chicken and people will still eat it. But you can't fuck up lobster. You can't fuck up oysters. You can really fuck up steak if you overcook it. This was such a misguided decision.
That steak looks so just gray.
Didn't it? Well, it felt like they were just cooking like loins of steak. It wasn't even like really good cuts.
Yeah.
We need to talk about, they do find an assistant chef from a nearby boat who's been quarantining on their pod.
Yes.
Dushka. I am Dushka. I'm here to help.
Y'all.
I don't know if Dushka was more of a prep cook.
Or just a, they just cast, central
or
cast.
Or she was a Croatian extra.
Yes, yes. Y'all, they said, here, we're going to have her come. She's a sous chef.
Dushka just finished her role as Minnie Faye in Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
In the Croatian national tour.
Dushka played a chef. She's never actually cooked anything.
She was Gooch in Mame on the last Croatian tour.
But she shows up and we think, okay, well, this will go a little better. Meanwhile, Therese is saying to Katie, listen, I wanted to give you these glow sticks because I've also brought a laser. So tonight I just need it to be like just so many lasers and neon.
And like it should be a party. Now, it
should be a party.
We've all seen how motherfucking tacky a place setting and parties are. They're awful. Now, it is strange that Katie's like, I hate a techie. As she says, I was like, is that a Microsoft, like a techie? I hate a techie place setting. But I kind of understand it, what she's talking. She likes elegance. On these yachts, y'all, with these fucking bougie motherfuckers, no, they like tacky.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that Captain Sandy's going to have to pull Katie aside and saying, the more shit, the better. They like it.
This is nouveau riche.
Yeah. They like all the fucking bougie colors. And people expect that on a really yacht. Or she says, we're on a mega yacht. Where is this on mega yacht? And all I can think of is, mega yacht.
Mega yacht. Mega yacht.
We're gonna make a yard, make a little dirt. So, y'all, Dushka comes in, and we're expecting, I don't know what we're expecting. And she's just like, okay. And they're like, what do you think about lobster? She's like, oh, lobster, I try.
And they're like, what? I don't know how to cook
I don't
lobster.
Know where what? They found Dushka, y'all.
She's like, not familiar.
Not familiar.
Not familiar with lobster.
And my favorite was when they looked at the tomatoes and she's like, she looked at that and Courtney went, salad. You'll make salad. Salad. Salad for tomato. You make, I don't know how to tell you to do it, but you make salad with tomato.
I
was like, we're fucked. As soon as Jushka didn't know anything.
Fucked. They're, poor David is killing these lobsters. He doesn't even know how to kill the lobsters.
Okay, come at me, y'all. I thought you just threw them in a... I know it sounds awful, trigger warning. I thought you just put them in boiling water.
Well, I think that's considered inhumane. So I think there's a more humane... Like, I don't know, but I believe now there's a more... Because people will say now in restaurants, the lobsters aren't alive once they put them in the water.
I see. Honestly, the restaurants I worked in, we never had live lobsters. They were always frozen. They were always, yeah. If they were there, they were never killed when I was around. He's
good.
Murdering the lobsters through Google. We're learning about it through Google.
And Courtney, by the way, she is helping. She says,
Courtney!
I'm just making things I made when I was a nanny. Y'all, that means Courtney wants to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I was like, apples with peanut butter on them, ants on a log.
Ants on a log. Frankenweenie.
Grilled cheese. So anyway, they're serving this. Y'all, this is such a... this. You know what this is? This is when the dads make dinner. You know those nights when the moms are out and the dads make dinner and it's all garbage?
Yes.
Nothing is seasoned.
And then mom comes home with the pizza and the kids rejoice.
And kids go, Mom, the best! And dad goes, chop, what am I? Chop liver. and cut then, away from audience.
Yeah, cut away and then dominoes. Yeah, that was every 80s commercial.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
They're saying that the food is, you can just tell that the food is not good.
No.
The lobster tails, they've grilled the oysters when all you really need with an oyster, y'all, is just open it. Maybe throw a little salt in it.
I was going to say, if Poodle was here, Poodle would have...
We'd be fine.
You would have busted it out.
I would have been a motherfucking success on this boat. All you need with lobster tails, y'all, you don't cook them in a pan. You just broil them for a second. Or just boil them and put a shit ton of butter on them. They're fine. Take them right out before they get really... no one gives a shit about any of this. But yeah. Anyway, Dushka's like... This is how we made food in Croatia.
Someone even at the table that's eating is like, bleh. I'm like, y'all, they're not. This is not a classy folk. And Therese is eating. She's like,
I'm feeling sick.
All right, this is disgusting. This is disgusting.
She's kind of starting to gag finally, for effect.
Yeah, and Kate's kind of surveying all this, and then Katie's surveying all this. Meanwhile, Lexi is doing the bed turn down, and she's like, OnlyFans is calling me right now.
That's probably accurate.
And y'all, I'm telling you, she's already over it the first day.
Yeah. It's going to be a rough charter season. So then Therese tells, I believe it is Lexi, that I need to talk to the manager.
She's going to talk to us. And so...
Now, y'all, they did spend a lot of money on these charters. I guarantee you, I bet you anything, this was probably $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, the chef left the first day. Let's find a way to not sound like a Karen.
Or a Therese in this case.
And she says this. She's like, girl, you know this is not okay.
Girl, you know. Y'all,
don't address Captain Sandy as girl because it's not going to help.
Not going to. And she's like, there was no lights. It wasn't neon-y. It wasn't
party. She didn't
party.
Have the party going for us.
And then a line that's going to be infamous, I think, now. We're on a mega yacht.
We're on a mega yacht.
A motherfucking mega. I literally thought the way she said it, the boat was going to turn into a transformer and like, and then
more than meets the eye.
And then like some
form
shit
of Disney yacht.
Disney yacht. Oh,
y'all.
I'm ready for next episode.
That's the episode. We were left on a cliffhanger. I almost said coat hanger.
We're left on a coat hanger. Oh, wait, they weren't because Courtney fucked it up and
we're
watched
left
them.
On a wire hanger. And will Therese enact her vengeance upon the crew?
We don't know.
Will they get a chef? Will Dushka come back and
we
probably make pierogies?
We don't know.
We will never know.
Y'all, that's the show. I did love it when Dushka saw the boat coming for her. She was like, I'm so happy to see you.
She was my favorite person this season. I'm happy to go back. I'm happy to go back.
Yes.
And Sandy's like, she's a good person.
She's a good person. Good person.
Couldn't cook worth a shit, but... I think she said that she was like an oil executive in Croatia before she was doing this. Sure. Yo, that's the show.
That is our show.
First Below Deck. That was fun.
I'm excited to talk about this show. The theme song, y'all, believe me, the theme song will be ready by the second episode.
Don't send recommendations because they will be handled with extreme prejudice.
Y'all, you can go to Reality Gaze Podcast for all of our other shows. You can find us on Cameo, Twitter. Hey, if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That means a lot to us. That helps us.
And if you don't know what to write, just write,
Keep going, Queens. And yes, and Poodle. Oh, we don't have a sign-off for this.
We don't have a sign-off.
For this first episode, we're going to think about it. But I think in the words of Dushka, I'm happy to go back.
See y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.